ॐ अज्ञानमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाचलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवारी अस्त्यतिशतारिणे Hare Krishna. I am truly grateful, honored, and filled with joy to have this special blessing coming to me wherein we could be together, even in these inconceivable times, to celebrate Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's flower festival. The Srimad Bhagavatam tells Savai Pongsang Puro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Dhokshaje Ahoitikiya Prati Hataya Yatma Suprasidati. The supreme dharma, the dharma, the religion, the duty, the occupation that includes all other virtues. The dharma that includes and is transcendental beyond all the goals of life, artha, kama, dhamma, moksha, is to awaken from our hearts eternal loving service to the Supreme Lord. When such loving service, devotional service, is unmotivated by any types of egoism or arrogance, and undisturbed, uninterrupted by any type of situation, that experience of love completely satisfies the soul, because it is the very nature of the soul. When we water the root of a tree, that tree naturally extends to all part of the tree. And similarly, when we truly feel the satisfaction of our spiritual nature, then our aspiration is to share that joy, to awaken that joy in others. The idea of paradukha dukhi, where another person's pain is my pain and another person's happiness is my happiness, that is an inseparable quality of one who is actually realized Sanatan Dharma. Sometimes the Hindu religion, the Vedic religion, is called upon as Sanatan Dharma. Dharma means that which can never be separated from our existence. Srila Prabhupada tells the dharma of a chili pepper is it's hot. The dharma of sugar is it's sweet. The dharma of water, it's liquid. If you put it in an artificial situation, it will become solid. But as soon as it's in a more natural setting, it naturally becomes liquid. So the inseparable nature that we all have, ananda mayobhyashat, is to experience the ananda, the ecstasy of God's love, of Krishna's love, and to reciprocate by offering our love. Prema Pumarta Mahan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that prema, unmotivated, uninterrupted, ecstatic love, is the ultimate goal of life. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. That love is expressed through seva, through being das. Service means, in the path of bhakti, just doesn't mean doing our duty, but it means whatever we're doing, we honestly, earnestly do it for Krishna's pleasure, to please God. In this context, Sanatan not only means eternal, but that should be understood. Sanatan means in all times, in all circumstances, in all situations, whoever we are with, always, our duty is to please Krishna. Our heart's aspiration is to please Krishna. Atapum beard vichastrestas varna shrama vibhagasha shwanustatasya dharamasya samsadir haritoshana. That whatever our duty, whatever our occupation, whatever our race, whatever our religion, whatever our sex, whatever our nationality, whatever situation we may be in, varna or ashram, the success of our life is to please Krishna. Through our words, through our actions, through our thoughts, through our desires. What will please Krishna? That when that becomes our goal, our purpose, when that becomes the compass that's leading us in the direction of our choices, then we are following the path of Sanatana Dharma. In every situation. Krishna tells in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam bariti purvakam tadami buddha yogam tam yena mamupayantate. One who worships me with love, I give the understanding by which they could come to me. So many people declare that they know God. They believe that, you know, my way is the only way to God. But here in this verse of Gita, Krishna is telling what is actually the way to God. To serve him with love. To serve him with love is not according to our desire, but according to Krishna's desire. Samsidhyata hari toshana. And Krishna is so kind that to all the various people of this world, he will accept our love. He will accept the intention we have to love according to our nature. We find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and all the great scriptures of the world, different people of very different natures have all attained perfection by just engaging their natural propensities for the service of the Lord. Vitaraka payakrota manmayama mupashata bhavo jnana tapasaputa madbhava magata. When we put aside our own personal selfish attachments and fears and all the angers we have, because in this world we get frustrated, it's inevitable. But when we put those things aside to fully absorb ourselves in remembering Krishna, in pleasing Krishna, then we are following in the footsteps of the great souls. Mahajano yena gatasa panta. And Krishna tells, if we follow in the great souls' footsteps, then what they have exemplified, the ecstatic love for Krishna, the ecstatic compassion for other beings, Krishna gives us that. We can achieve material things, and we can even to some extent achieve certain levels of spiritual things. But prema, true bhakti, it's so rare. Because when the soul's love for Krishna is awakened, that love is part and parcel of Srimati Radharani's love. It is so powerful, it is so sweet, it is so all-pervading that Krishna is conquered by the love of every devotee. Mamaivam so jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are eternally part and parcel of Krishna. in all situations of life, we should know that to love Krishna, Krishna reciprocates by giving himself. What greater gain is that? Patram pushpam palam toyam yomi bhakta prayachchati tadaham bhaktu paritamashnami prayatatmanaha. And how easy Krishna makes it to please him, to show our love for him. In whatever situation we're in, even if we offer a little water, a fruit, a leaf, or a flower with devotion, Krishna accepts it. When Krishna says accept, that means he is deeply pleased. When materialistic, greedy people, or when people who are offensive to other living beings, when they worship God, God does not accept that because he's not pleased. Our goal in life is that Krishna accepts us. He accepts our words. He accepts our actions. He accepts our life, which means he's pleased. Srila Prabhupada wrote that Krishna does not just accept whatever we offer. He accepts what we offer according to the purpose in which we offer it, the intention. This is bhakti. Homa pavitra pavitro va sarvavastam gatopiva. Yasmarik pundarikaksham sabhayabhyantarasuchi. One who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether we are impure or whether we are pure, or even passing through all different kinds of situations, through the summers and the winters of life, we become purified. Kamsa always remembered Krishna. Ravana always remembered Ramchandra. Hiranyakashipu always remembered Vishnu. But that is not bhakti. Certainly they got purified simply by remembering, but the path of bhakti is to remember in a way that pleases the Lord. And that's why this particular teaching of Mahaprabhu is so important. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. Because what pleases Krishna is the attitude, the sincerity, and the devotion of how we serve. This is Sanatan Dharma. It is Vaishnav Dharma. Again, Sanatan means in every situation, in all circumstances, in all times, and whoever we may be with or not be with. How to please Krishna. Kirtan is the Yuga Dharma. It's the special dharma, the special spiritual practice for this age. It is Sanatan Dharma. And in our own lives, let us contemplate wherever there's kirtan, there is auspiciousness. When it is chanted with sincerity. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. The prime blessing, benediction for all living beings is chanting God's names. Nam namakarita bahuda nija sarvashaktis. Krishna has descended from Goloka Vrindavan and from his other abodes in the spiritual world within the sound vibration of the name. What do devotees do to welcome a child when they're born? We have kirtan. When there's a birthday, we have kirtan. When there's a marriage, we have kirtan. When a person takes to the renounced order of life, we have kirtan. Every morning, whether it is the rainy season or the winter season or the summer season, we have kirtan. And what's the most auspicious thing to do when a person faces death? We have kirtan. And after a loved one leaves their body or dies, we have kirtan. This is Sanatan Dharma in all situations. And this is so much the practical reason why we take vows at the time of initiation. To have this resolve that whatever I feel like, whatever the situation, however people treat me, I'm going to please Krishna by giving my heart to him through chanting his holy names. It's the way we worship the Lord. Matra sparishas tu konte asitos nasuka duka da agama payanodyas tams tatikshas vabharata. Second chapter of Gita, Lord Sri Krishna tells that the non-permanent appearance and disappearance of happiness and distress, honor, dishonor, pleasure, pain, victory, defeat, health, disease, birth, death, this whole world is constituted under the powers of time and in time, dualities. We're born, we become adolescents, we grow old, we dwindle, and we die. That's the nature of the physical body for everything. Even the planet itself goes through these transformations. Whether we're a little ant or whether we're a great king, the powers of time are upon us. And in these powers of time, things change. So Krishna is explaining that the non-permanent appearance and the non-permanent disappearance of everything should be tolerated. Nitya. In all situations, we should be engaged in the loving service of the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. We may be speaking to 10,000 people to please the Lord. We may be giving crores of rupees and donations for the Lord. We may be offering a single flower petal for the Lord. Or we may be in a totally helpless condition in our deathbed, offering a prayer for the pleasure of the Lord. Sanatan Dharma. In whatever situation we're in, we orient ourselves, we adjust ourselves in such a way that we can please the Lord. And Krishna is so merciful. He is Saragrahi Janardana. He sees the essence within our aspiration. In every situation, if we're just sincere to please the Lord, according to how the Lord's will is coming to us through Guru Parampara, then Krishna will accept it. And that will be the perfection of our life, whatever happens, we can still please the Lord. Srila Prabhupada tells a story during World War II. Calcutta was being bombed. There were airplanes dropping bombs on Calcutta. And Srila Prabhupada even made the sound. It's horrendous. We could hear a... Can you imagine? All around you, bombs dropping. And it seems almost inevitable that the next one is going to drop right on me and my family. That was the situation. And people were running to bomb shelters. And Srila Prabhupada was in the middle of cooking, and he just continued cooking for the pleasure of his Radha Govinda. That if Krishna comes as this bomb, because Krishna is the source of everything. If we please the deities, we're watering the root of the tree of all existence. If we please Krishna, that is the perfection of our life. It may be a most beautiful sunny day, or there may be bombs dropping from the sky. How to please Krishna. Krishna appears in the form of the deity, the Archamurti. It's not that the deity is a representation of God. Krishna is all-pervading. Krishna's in between every atom. And Krishna has a Chintya Shakti, inconceivable potency. And the most beautiful part of his inconceivable potency is he's Bhaktivatsal. He loves his devotees. And those who are under the clutches of illusion, selfishness, arrogance, maya, Krishna descends into this world again and again just to invite us back into the happiness of our true home in loving service. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Out of his kindness, he has descended, he has incarnated as the deity. In this case, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, to give us the opportunity to please him. Srila Prabhupada gives the analogy that when you put cosmetic on your face, it naturally, your face in the reflection of a mirror is decorated with that cosmetic. Krishna is the source of everything. When Krishna is pleased, then all reflections, all expansions, all manifestations of God, we have served. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas by the will of his mother, Sachi Devi, and the assembled devotees, he changed his journey. His great aspiration was to go to Vrindavan. But what a lesson. The Lord, in the role of a devotee, is showing to please the devotees is a priority over pleasing ourselves. Sachi Mata prayed, please let me live. I cannot survive if I don't hear your pastimes, if I don't hear about your well-being. Vrindavan is so far away. But Krishna is living in Puri as Jagannath. Make your residence in Puri and let me live. Madhbhakta Pujabhyadika. To please a devotee is the best way of pleasing the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya is teaching us in this most pivotal, sacred time of his life. Just after he renounced everything, he never renounced pleasing his devotees. In fact, renunciation is to clear the way so we have no other obligation except to please the Lord and his devotees and his children. When Mahaprabhu was on his journey, he stopped at Remuna near Balasore in the state of Odisha. And there, with great happiness, he told the story of Madhavendra Puri. It was as if he had five mouths, thousand mouths, he was telling the story. He heard it from his Guru Maharaj, Ishwarapuri. And how much he was praising Madhavendra Puri. In fact, as he was, when he completed this story, he was in so much divine emotion. He was dancing ecstatically. Now, Lord Chaitanya was playing the role of a devotee, appreciating a devotee, and he's also God, the Supreme Being, Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev, showing how much they are pleased by Madhavendra Puri's example. And the interesting thing, Madhavendra Puri was not really so famous publicly. He had no possessions. But he pleased the Lord through his service to the deity of Gopal. And the example is, in whatever situation came, he kept in the forefront of his life, what will please my beloved Lord? When Gopal appeared to him at Govinda Kund, at Govardhan, in Sri Vrindavan Dham, he made whatever he had, and he inspired so many others to dedicate their lives to pleasing the Lord. He knew what pleases the Lord the most, to inspire others. You see, Madhavendra Puri just didn't sit up on the top of Govardhan Hill worshiping Gopal. He did, but he also inspired all the Brijabasis to come and make offerings for the pleasure of Gopal. Every single village in and around Brajabhumi was coming one day after another with everything they had to make a feast for Gopal. Madhavendra Puri inspired that they built a temple for Gopal. He inspired that they offer beautiful ornaments, wonderful bhoga, wonderful garments, wonderful kirtans. It was the spiritual world. Madhavendra Puri enthused, inspired, enlightened so many people. Why? Because that's what pleased Krishna. Samsadhira Hari Toshanam. Everything was so nice. But then Gopal instructed Madhavendra Puri that I'm feeling very hot because I was in the bushes for so long. Go to Odisha. Go to the Malayan Hills and bring me sandalwood. Madhavendra Puri all alone. He left barefoot. He had to walk 1,000 miles from Vrindavan to Puri. Is 1,000 miles. And, you know, on the way, so many dangers, so many troubles, what to eat, what, where to, all kinds of changing weather circumstances. When you're just living in the forest, you're totally subject to everything. And ultimately, when he came to Remuna, Gopinath was so pleased with Madhavendra Puri's Vyavashayatmaka Budhireke Hakuru Nandana Bahushaka Hinantascha Budhayo Vyavashayanam. He was resolute in his purpose to please the Lord. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. Yasya prasada nagati kuto. When we honestly, genuinely please the will of our gurus, we're pleasing Krishna. Madhavendra Puri, he was given the sweet rice, the paramana, that Gopinath stole for him. Because he already, Madhavendra Puri, stole Gopinath's heart by his will to please him. Gopinath stole in reciprocation something very sweet, his Mahaprasad, and gave it to Madhavendra Puri. And after going to Puri, he was given the sandalwood, and he was given the camphor, and now it's very dangerous. At that time, it's very valuable to be going through towns and villages and jungles and paddy fields. There's so many thieves and rogues, and there was all kinds of various warring tribes in those days, especially between Bengal and Bihar. At that time, it was turbulent. But Madhavendra Puri, for Krishna's pleasure, he was willing to do anything. This standard of unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service, Sanatan Dharma. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. This is what it means. This is the example that we are meant to aspire for, to follow. Madhavendra Puri was Trinadapi Sunichi. Now he was a completely humble soul, totally surrendered in the shelter of the Lord's grace. And Ishwara Puri, he was the servant of the servant. He served Madhavendra Puri when Madhavendra Puri was traveling and preaching. Ishwara Puri was right at his side. And when Madhavendra Puri was bedridden, unable to function, doing anything physical, Ishwara Puri was cleaning his excrement, doing the most menial services for the pleasure of his guru. Sanatan Dharma. Lord Chaitanya wanted to emphasize this humility, this service under any situation with gratitude. And for that emphasis, he accepted Ishwara Puri as his guru. In Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they lived only for the pleasure of Krishna. and Srimati Radharani. Sanatan Goswami, when Madan Mohan came to him, he was offering this bhati, this simple wheat flour mixed with some water from Yamuna and put in a fire. Not even salt, but Krishna was pleased. He was giving him the best he had. And when the opportunity came, it's not that he was just, Krishna's pleased with this simple offering. He was offering the best he had. If all he had was some simple wheat flour, if all he had was a single tulsi leaf, that was his life and soul to offer that, and Krishna was fully pleased. And when the opportunity came, the resources were provided, Sanatan Goswami built Madan Mohan Temple, the most beautiful, wonderful, original temple in all of Vrindavan. And Krishna was pleased. Krishna was equally pleased whether he was getting the bhati or the leaf, or whether he was being offered a magnificent stone-carved temple. Sanatan was pyabhasheyatmaka. He was always orienting his life to please Krishna through his service. And Rupa Goswami, he was searching for Govinda Dev. And when Govinda Dev revealed himself to Rupa Goswami was like Sanatan. He was just offering him some tulsi leaves. And he was inspiring the Brijabasis to come and make offerings. And ultimately, the most magnificent temple in all of North India was built. And Rupa Sanatan, they didn't even live in those temples. They continued living in under trees or in little bhajan kutirs, because their happiness was in pleasing Krishna. Srinivasacharya, he describes that Raghunath Das Goswamis, the six Goswamis, Rupa Sanatan, Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta, Jiva Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, some of them, they were mandalapati. They were like kings. They were filled with riches and fame and pleasures of life, but they gave it all up. And living in Vrindavan, they just wore kopans. They just begged for the simplest of food. They slept under trees on the ground, but they were always happy, because in the footsteps of the gopis, their life was simply to please Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, if Krishna is pleased that you live in a palace, then you should live in the palace to please Krishna. And if Krishna is pleased that you live under a tree, then you should be pleased to be. That becomes your life and soul. Different people with different natures and different circumstances, they change. But to have the center of our life to please Krishna is the goal. A generation later, he sent militant armies marching into Vrindavan to destroy temples, to destroy deities, to even kill the pujaris and the brijabasis or anyone who got in their way. It was a difficult time. Before that, under the inspiration of the six Goswamis and other great acharyas, Vallabhacharya. The worship of the deities in Vrindavan was going on as the life and soul of everyone. So beautifully. In fact, in practically every home, the Vrijabhasis were worshiping the Lord and coming together as a community in the Goswami's temples. But then this storm came, a storm of hatred, persecution, and they had no chance to defend themselves. When they attacked Vrindavan, the devotees, they never gave up worshiping the Lord. They risked their lives to take the deities to Kamyavan. Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. They brought the deities, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Radha Shyam Sundar. They brought these murtis to Radha Kund and hid them. They brought them to Kamyavan and eventually brought them to a safe place in Jaipur. These pastimes are so important for us to understand. Even though it was such a tragic time in history, still the devotees, they continued offering the best they could for the pleasure of Krishna. All the artis, all the offerings, all the prayers, all the kirtans for the deities were going on the best that they possibly could under these circumstances. Sanatan Dharma. Govindaji, he was so happy being worshipped under a tree by Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan. And then in a temple in the magnificent, beautiful forest of Vrindavan. And now in Jaipur, the devotees are worshiping Govindaji in a city, in a capital city, in all circumstances. Krishna will accept our service. And in all circumstance, a devotee is aimed at pleasing Krishna. Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he expands on this idea of Mad Bhakta Puja Pyadika in a simple instruction. That Krishna is pleased when we please those who he loves. And ultimately, Krishna loves everyone. When a devotee comes in the temple, if you're worshiping the deity and nobody is there to greet that devotee, we can put aside for the time being, temporarily, leave our puja to the deity to make sure that that devotee is happy. That is Rupa Goswami's instruction, Rupa Anuga. What it means to please Krishna. The Bhagavatam tells there are three levels of devotees. Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam and Uttam. Kanishta Adhikari is a devotee who, due to association of devotees and due to faith, accepts Krishna on the altar. and worships Krishna. But a higher level, a Madhyamadhikari, is when we see that the best way to please the deity is to render every possible service to the deity and simultaneously show compassion, render service to the devotees, Vaishnav Seva. And the Uttamadhikari is one who feels great compassion for all living beings. That is the highest way of rendering service for the pleasure of the Lord. Haridas Thakur, he worshipped Krishna in his holy names, and how his sadhana was so unchangeable. No matter what situation happened, he chanted his 300,000 names of Krishna every day. But he also, how did he find time? That is the miracle of his compassion. He preached. He went out. Whether a person was a king, whether a person was a qazi, whether a person was a common villager, rich or poor, whatever religion, Haridas showed compassion to everyone. Amani Namanadena. And in his life, we see how he just respected everyone. But in his respect, nothing could move him from his sadhana, from his pleasing Krishna. And nothing could move him from his compassionate outreach to help others. Sometimes he was in a beautiful moonlit forest on the bank of the Ganga, the sweetest, most heavenly environment. And he was chanting Krishna's names and going out and sharing his treasure with others. And other times he was being dragged, blasphemed, whipped, and beaten with the intention of killing him in public squares and marketplaces. Haridas Thakur continued chanting, and he continued praying for the well-being of others. Nothing could change it. All circumstances. He is our Namacharya. He is teaching us by example. We cannot imitate, but we do learn. Whatever may happen in this ever-changing world, somehow we never stop trying to please Krishna. Later on, when he connected with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur, Navadvip Dham, along with Nityananda Prabhu, they were going to share the joys of Sanatana Dharma with others. They were given this mission. Whoever you meet, wherever you meet them, at whatever time of the day, whatever season, whatever situation, give them this simple message. Worship Krishna. Lovingly serve Krishna. Remember Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Chant the names of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, your father. Krishna is your best friend. Krishna is your true wealth and your life and soul. And whether people were pious or impious, they gave the same message. And they adjusted their message in such a way to somehow or other reach people. Some people offered obeisances to them and they accepted it to give them instruction. In other times, they were bowing down at other people's feet to beg them to chant. So their presentation, in the sense they would do the needful, they would adjust themselves to the circumstance to achieve their purpose of pleasing Krishna by reaching the hearts of people. Incredible. Sometimes people worship them and they bless them with Lord Chaitanya's teaching. And other times people were very rude to them and they put their heads on the feet of these people, crying, begging them, according to time, place, circumstance. Sanatan Dharma. Their life and soul was to please Krishna. Dina hina yata chilo hari namo dharilo tara sakshi jagai madai. Whether they were speaking to a loving housewife, whether they were speaking to a child, whether they were speaking to Jagai and Madhai, murderers, killers, thieves. Their purpose was the same. Circumstances never changed it. And our beloved Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the message of Lord Chaitanya as it was given to Thakur Haridasa Nityananda Prabhu, it was given to Srila Prabhupada through Parampara, through His Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. To take the message of Lord Chaitanya, to take the names of Krishna, to take the compassion of Nityananda Prabhu to the whole world. When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, what a pleasing environment. Such spiritual shelter. In the abode of Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami at Seva Kunj in Vrindavan. But while he was there, he was typing, he was translating, he was writing purports, he was producing back to Godheads. In that pleasing environment, sometimes he had to leave Vrindavan and go to Delhi. Very difficult. And then he left India. Anjala Dutta. Heart attack. Seasickness. In Butler, Pennsylvania, he adjusted himself. There were favorable, kind people around him who weren't really very interested at all in what he was giving. But he kept trying to please the Lord according to the circumstance. And then when he went to New York City, living with Dr. Mishra, living in the Bowery, there were so many different situations, different circumstances. Can you imagine? He didn't have money. When winter came, he probably hardly had any heat. And nobody was really listening to him. But he did the same thing. Patram pushpam palam toyam. This is what it means. When Srila Prabhupada was a world acharya with over 100 beautiful temples and farm communities and schools and tens and thousands of followers and millions of books being published, whether he was sitting on his Vyasasan in Los Angeles, or whether he was looking for someone on the streets of the Bowery, the ghettos of New York, to hear his message. He was the same, Sanatan Dharma. Samsadhir Hari Toshanam. He was simply trying to please Krishna. Jesus Christ, when he was honored and glorified by his followers, or whether he was being tortured, persecuted, blasphemed, and crucified, he was the same in the sense that he was just trying to please, he was just trying to please God. Samsudhir Hari Toshanam. He was serving. He was serving God by serving all of his followers. And even in his service, he was forgiving those who were hating him, who were trying to destroy him. Such a Vaishnav. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said he was a Shaktivesh avatar. Srila Prabhupada also declared that. And we have Haridas, and we have our Srila Prabhupada. This is the universal principle of Sanatana Dharma. Pleasure, pain, honor, dishonor, health, disease, how can I please the Lord? Today, my very worshipable brothers, sisters, friends, mothers, fathers, all of you, this flower festival is an expression of these ideas that we are speaking about today. It's joyful. The joy is that Krishna and his beloved Sri Radharani are being pleased by the worship of devotees. Whether we offer one flower petal or hundreds and thousands of flower petals, whatever the best we can be and the best we can do individually as a community, that's what will please Krishna. The flower festival of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, I believe we began it in 1988. And as far as I remember, every single year it has been celebrated. At the beginning, there was just a very small congregation. And our temple, we shared it with a high school, our temple room. We shared it with a yoga studio. And the building was dilapidated. It was in a pathetic state of decades and decades of no proper maintenance. The building was already about 100 years old. Rotting wood, rusting steel, was shambles. And we couldn't even really fix it up because we didn't have exclusive rights to any part of it yet. And yet a couple dozen devotees would come together, well-wishers, and we would get some flowers and have kirtan and bathe Sri Sri Radha Gopinath with those flowers. And it was simply wonderful for the pleasure of Krishna. Times changed. somehow or other by Krishna's grace and the very, very hard work and fixed motivations of so many devotees, including our beloved Srinathji Prabhu and his family, Krishna Chandra Prabhu and his family, Mahaprabhu and his family, Rohini Nandan Prabhu. You know, these devotees, Satchidananda and Sahadev and brahmacharis, gradually Bhakti Rasamrita Swami was a brahmachari, Govinda Prabhu. You know, it was a very simple place, and we just had, the flower festival was so simple. But then it began to grow. And we offer the best we have to Radha Gopinath. At that time, that's all we had. And gradually, resources came. And it's the nature of devotee. It's the example of our acharyas like Madhavendra Puri and the Goswamis and Srila Prabhupada. We do the best we can. So we put stone, carved stone like in Vrindavan, cladding the building, marble, teak wood, and the temple outside and inside became a beautiful place. And the community was growing to hundreds, gradually thousands. And I'm remembering this flower festival, it was a joy every year. It was something that at Radha Gopinath Temple at that time, we really felt it was something unique that we were offering to Krishna and Sri Radharani. At the time of the festival, just the day before, there were the most horrible Mumbai. The military were coming with heavy artillery to somehow or other curb the riots. There was curfews. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of houses and buildings were being burned down. It was bleak. It was pathetic. I remember the night before Pushyabhishek, I was doing a program at Raghunath Prabhu's, the lawn of the building he stayed, and there were so many devotees, and we didn't know that these erupted during our program, and coming back, we saw people dead in the streets, bloody. We saw dozens and dozens of buildings burning. It was horrible. And the next day is the flower festival. And we were wondering, should we have it? Not that many people are going to come. And Krishna speaks to us in the most wonderful ways sometimes. Not too far from our temple, there was a florist who sold us flowers. And he was of faith. And he feared that his shop would be burned down. But he really respected devotees because devotees respected him. And he called upon the devotees and said, I have all these roses. Take them all. I think 1 rupee a dozen or something. He said, just take them all because my shop is going to probably be burned down. Take them off, offer them all to your Krishna. So we had more flowers than we ever had before in our history. We had thousands of fresh roses, fragrant. So we took this as a sign that Radha Gopinath want their flower festival. So while we heard guns shooting in the background and we heard buildings burning and we heard screaming from the outside, we were in the temple having kirtan, showering beautiful, soft, fragrant roses on Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Whatever the situation, we do the best we can for the pleasure of Krishna. We never stop pleasing Krishna. Today, there is this pandemic. But before saying that, going back a little, as time went on, the flower festival grew to such a way that it was the main festival of our congregation. And then gradually people from other parts of the world were thrilled by it. And people of the yoga community that were coming to Govardhan Eco Village, they were coming and the word spread. And people were coming from Europe, from South America, from Australia, from Africa, from the United States. People were coming just for this flower festival, just to experience the beauty, the celebration of love for Krishna with flowers. It's not just the beauty of the flowers. It's the whole background and history of the devotion and the sacrifice of devotees having this festival no matter what that actually gives this attraction. What began as just a few people, everyone throwing flowers on Krishna, all we had is a few handfuls of flowers, became tons of flowers with people standing in line for a whole block just to come in and get a moment, a few seconds glimpse of a darshan of the flower shower. And today, there is this COVID-19 pandemic. And there's a lot of lockdown, a lot of obstacles. But I'm so happy because Sri Sri Radha Gopinath are still there. In whatever situation, we want to water the root of the tree of all of existence. We want to please Krishna. I am today so proud of our Brahmachari ashram, of our congregation, of our whole community. That yes, some of us have suffered the death of loved ones. Some of us have suffered illness. Some of us have suffered economic setbacks. Some of us have suffered isolation, even depression. It's a difficult time. The energy of the entire planet is in a very critical state. But still, Srila Prabhupada explained this verse, whatever the situation, good or bad, happy or unhappy, pleasure or pain, freedom or restriction, a devotee's service to please Krishna continues. Radha Gopinath's flower festival has continued today. Another year, another offering. And Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, they're being seen by this virtual internet technology by thousands of people all over the world. it's a different situation, but our purpose remains the same. When we speak about Sanatan Dharma, practically it means that always, in all circumstances, in whatever situation we're in, and whoever we're with or whoever we're not with, one thing doesn't change. Our desire to please Krishna. Our desire to love Krishna. Which is expressed and also achieved through devotional service, bhakti. The flower festival is a representation of how we should live. Our words, our actions, our thoughts, as far as possible, should be a flower offering for the pleasure of Sri Radha Gopinath, or our particular Ishtadev. When a community comes together in this way, how much more pleasure that gives to Krishna. Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. When we're chanting Krishna's name alone with sincere devotion and attention, Krishna's pleased. But when we come together with others, Krishna is even more pleased. That is community. That is Sankirtan. When Lord Chaitanya came back from Gaya after taking initiation from Ishwarapuri, he, for the first time, really manifested his ecstatic love for Krishna. And Srivas Thakur, who is Narada Muni, when he heard that Lord Chaitanya had taken to the path of bhakti, he exclaimed, "May our family increase." That is the desire of a devotee. Srila Prabhupada, he said that the entire purpose of all Vedic culture is encapsulated in one phrase: Sarve Sukhano Bhavantu. Let all beings be happy. That's why Krishna descends in this world in his various incarnations. That's why he descends into this world in the form of the deities of Radha Gopinath and others. That's the reason he Golokera Prema Dana Harinam Sankirtana, he has descended in his holy names, to give an opportunity for all beings to be happy. The flower festival. When we're offering these flowers, our mood should be, please give me, Krishna, unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving devotion to you, so that I can please you. Please let me be the servant of the servant of the servant, because that's what most pleases you. And as I'm offering these flowers, my prayer, let all beings in all species of life, in all races, in all nationalities, in all religions, all beings, let all beings be happy. Happy in your loving service. Let me be an instrument of your compassion. Because there's nothing that makes you more happy than that. This is the meditation of the flower festival. As the flowers are showering, today I saw His Grace Radha Kund Prabhu offering the flowers. But actually, every single one of those petals is the love and the devotion of every single devotee from all over the world. Our heart's offerings are not limited geographically. Wherever we may be in this world, each flower is an offering of our will to please Krishna, our desire to please Krishna. And because there's so many devotees, there's so many flower petals. And that flower shower pleases our hearts so much because it's pleasing Krishna. Our prayer at this flower festival is, Krishna, please shower your mercy. Krishna reciprocates. We shower flowers and He showers millions of times more blessings upon us. Shower your blessings on our whole community, on our whole ISKCON worldwide. Shower your mercy and blessings on all Vaishnavas of different creeds. Shower your blessings on all religions, on all humanity, on all living beings. With that prayer, when we offer our flowers, Krishna will be most pleased. Srimati Radharani will bless us. This is the spirit of today's flower festival. I am deeply grateful for all the devotees who have organized it and for everyone who is participating. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for sharing the message on this auspicious festival from your compassionate heart, revealing us the true meaning of the real meaning of the flower festival and a deeper angle or insight into what it means to follow the Sanatan Dharma. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Very heartfelt gratitude on behalf of all the devotees for sharing your time, wisdom, and compassionate heart, giving us this beautiful message. Thank you, Maharaj.
Shall we have a few minutes kirtan?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj.
If I will return within 1 minute, and then yes, we can have kirtan together.
Thank you very much.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. I need to hear, please.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asjatya Desatharine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asjatya Desatharine.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe.
Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe.
Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe.
Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe.
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya
Prabhupada.
Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hari Bo. Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.